It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is powered by Smart Plug. Innovations in power delivery, safe, simple, and secure. 30-amp and 50-amp cords and connections are available for a much superior performance over the 1938 twist-type shore power cords. These new ones eliminate the overheating that you may have had in years past. Three-way locking system, it's the newest thing on the market. You'll see them at Marine Max in their ship store. Also at the boat shows coming up, we're going to be talking about the next boat show, which is downtown Kansas City, Bartle Hall, coming up starting next Thursday through Sunday, January the 18th. I'll be there on Thursday. We hope to see many of you there. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have Becca Doyle on in just a moment to talk with us more about the upcoming show. Plus, Rochelle Pennington is back for a third visit with us. She's going to tell us the story of the Endurance. This is an amazing story of survival, and she's going to talk about that. Skipper's Review is put together by Sarah O'Kelly. And if you've been on boatradio.net, you've probably seen or heard this, but we're going to have Sarah tell us about it. And then we've got some boat show afterglow for you, a second section, because we're going to do a little bit here at the outset and then follow that up later in the program with several more interviews from the Overland Park Boat Show for those of you that may have missed the show.
Honey, let's go to the boat show.
Here's the Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show Boat Show Calendar.
It's a full one, too. As we just mentioned, Thursday, January 18th through the 21st is the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. And you can find more information at kansascityboatandsportsshow.com. St. Louis Boat and Sports Show is February the 8th through the 11th. The next boat show actually is the Marine Dealers Association show from Lake of the Ozarks. They're going to be over at the St. Charles Convention Center. That's March 8th through 11th. And then the spring in-water April boat show is going to be at Dog Days, April 20th through 22nd. So that's the calendar. If you need more information, you know, drop me an email, bobsnowakezone.com. You can find a link, email link there, or just go to nowakebob@gmail.com and send me a note. Becca Doyle is with us on the Boat U.S. guest line.
Let me do this first. Let me ask you this question. So you're up. We've got you attached to a drone, and you're flying over the show floor in Kansas City. Kind of give us an overview of what you're seeing when you look down.
That's a great question. Actually, yeah, and we did. We had a some drone footage shot last year. So, yeah, basically, what you're going to see when you walk through the doors is, or if you're up from above, you're going to be looking over an assortment of booths with vendors selling anything from marine electronics to fishing tackle, you know, lodges up in Canada that are selling fishing and hunting trips. We have lots of fun features and interactive things going on this year. So one thing I'm really excited about is we're bringing back the Timbertina's World Champion Lumberjills. So it's basically like they compete in this, they call it the Olympics of the Forest. So they're doing sawing and log rolling and all these fun activities, and just a really fun show for the whole family. We're also going to be having an archery tournament on the show floor. It's going to be organized by an association called Raised at Full Draw. Anyone can participate. You just sign up at the show, and we'll post more information about that on our website, kcsportshow.com. Fred Shed is another feature that we have at the show each year. It's basically if you do own a boat or you're interested in owning a boat, we have seminars that teach you how to maintain and repair your boat, and the guys there do a great job. We'll also have the Willow Creek Trout Pond is a big one every year. It's fun for kids to come and try and catch their first fish. We'll also have the Hog Trough returning, and that's a big, you know, just a big 5,000-gallon tank full of fish, and we'll have pros up there demonstrating, you know, casting techniques and all that. But aside from that, yeah, also we'll have Cabela's. We'll be on site this year with they'll be doing a kids archery and BB gun range, so really excited about that.
Ooh.
And then as you kind of, you know, work your way around the show floor a little more, you'll just see a huge sea of boats and power sports equipment.
Well, it's always been a fantastic show, and of course, sponsorships and that from some of the major companies like Progressive Insurance really make these things happen, and it's good to see Cabela's in there as well. I'm sure they'll have some boats on display too, right?
Yes, they'll have their boat display and then the kids' archery set up as well. And then also on Saturday, it'll be Cabela's Day at the show. So the first 100 kids to come through the door get a free fishing pole.
Ooh, nice. All right. Well, now there are some other special days as far as some admission bonuses, I guess you could say. I noticed here that veterans on opening day get a $3 off at the door.
Yes, they just have to show their ID card, and then that's just a box office promotion that we're having.
Very good. You also have teamed up with Harvester's Food Bank again this year?
Yes. So on Friday of the show, if you bring in 3 canned goods or non-perishable items, you get half off admission at the box office.
So adults are $12, and that's for anyone 13 and up. What's the kiddo price?
Kids 12 and under are free.
Ah, sweet. January 18th, doors open at Thursday at 2 o'clock, noon to 9 on Friday, 10 to 9 on Saturday, and then 10 to 5 on Sunday. Great time, January 18th through 21st, KansasCitySportsShow.com. And Becca Doyle, we're going to be talking with you about the St. Louis Boat Show, which comes up February 8th through 11th, but we're going to talk a little bit later about that, and because there's a few things that we want to make sure we get right, and so we'll get back with you sometime here in the next couple of 3 weeks.
All right. Well, sounds great. Thanks so much, Bob.
All right. We'll see you at the show.
Be sure you stop by my booth at the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. We'll be there on Thursday, and we've got some great door prizes to give away. Also, some stuff we'll just give away, so stop by and say hey. We've got some Boat Show Afterglow coming up for you in just a minute, but first, I want to make an announcement. I just got this. The National Safe Boating Council names a new executive director. Her name is Peg Phillips. And we're going to be trying to catch up with Peg here pretty quick and get her on the radio program, talk about what's going on with her new position and the National Safe Boating Council. All right, let's get a little boat show afterglow here for you from the Overland Park Boat Show last weekend. We're going to be talking first with towboat Captain Dave Anderson, and then following that, Joe Burns from Village Marine.
We're here with Captain Dave Anderson from Towboat US, Lake Tow at Lake of the Ozarks, and you had a pretty sizable year in 2017 of tows, didn't you?
2017 was really busy. There was just a lot more boats on the water, and it was just a great year for everybody, and consequently, the more boats on the water, the more things happened, you know, so we did have a very busy year.
You know, a lot of people think, okay, I'm buying a new boat. I really don't need this $72 additional for this on-the-water towing service just in case I have a problem, but you know what? There's people have had a lot of new boats that have had to call you and pay full price.
Oh, that's exactly right. It doesn't matter. The boat doesn't even have to necessarily break down. There's stuff in the water, you know, debris you can hit. You name it, it can happen. And just because it's new doesn't mean it's exclusively yeah. permanently fixed. You know, I mean, anything can happen.
Right, and it does happen out there. So the Towboat US package gets you membership in Boat US, which is really good, and then an additional charge up to $72 total for a whole year of unlimited water towing.
$72 gets you the freshwater unlimited. It's good anywhere in the United States with the exception of the coast and the state of Florida. It gets you, if you're on the water, away from your home dock, it's unlimited. There's no deductible, nothing out of pocket. You just sign the ticket and go. We come get you if you have a problem, and we get you home.
What's the best way for somebody to get in touch with you if they're not going to get to the boat show this weekend to arrange for service or to renew?
The easiest way is to call me, 573-216-4701, and I'll answer any question you got and get you signed up if that's what you decide to do.
So we're not going to tell anyone that you're looking for a new boat, particularly we're not going to tell your current boat, because we don't want your current boat to be upset that you're looking for a new boat. And we're talking with Joe Burns here from Village Marine. Let's talk about the Cobalt boat you have on display.
Well, we've got quite the variety this year. We've got, of course, our flagship, Cobalt A40, and Cobalt's new models, Cobalt A36, just came out. It's a coupe-style boat with a bow in the front, open bow. For all those bow rider families down at Lake of the Ozarks. We've got our full lineup of surf boats that Cobalt makes, and 35 open bow and R30.
You know, one of the things about your display that I noticed coming in here was the fact you've got this big staging area, I guess you could say, with all the boats here. It is very easy for people to get in and out of the boats, which makes it really convenient for them to see all the boats at one time.
Absolutely. That's one thing we pride ourselves on is our booth, our display. Our service department does a fantastic job building the stage and doing it quickly. So people can walk around and see the boats and not have to look up at the boat. They can walk around the inside of the boat and the outside and be able to see a lot of the things and the features that Cobalt's offer.
Thank you, Joe. Do appreciate that. Also, thanks to Captain Dave Anderson there with Towboat. Later in the program, we're going to have some more afterglow for you from the Boat Show. One Source Services, Alex McDonald and Smiley Rich are going to be with us. Also, we have Todd Gregg from Lake Spider Netting. And Joe Rosinski from Bobo Ladders will join us as well. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show cruises on here through a Saturday morning with you, we thank you so much for being with us. On News Talk KRMS, news, talk, sports, and entertainment, we've got it all for you right here. So what is Skipper's Review? Well, Sarah O'Kelly's going to tell us about that. And you're going to hear the story of the Endurance with Rochelle Pennington coming up. Amazing story about a shipwreck and the survival of the crew. That and some Boat Show Afterglow all coming up for you as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show cruises on this Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS. We'll be right back.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Welcome back to the show. Well, the show is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. Thank you. Good to have you with us. Our guest coming right up, Rochelle Pennington, back on the Boat U.S. guest line. This time we're going to talk with her about Sir Ernest Shackleton's expedition to Antarctica in 1914 aboard the ship Endurance. This is an amazing story. This is an amazing organization. Boat U.S. Member rewards are just unbelievable. You get 4% back on everything you spend at West Marine. You have travel discounts. You have towing services, not only on the highway, but also on the lake. You've got representation in Washington, D.C. and in your states. You have Foundation for Boating Safety and Clean Water, Boat Financing, Theft Reward, Boat U.S. Magazine, Seaworthy Magazine, Boat U.S. Angler, and I could go on and on. Okay, I can do more. Boat Graphics. There's Consumer Protection and Affairs, Online Boating Safety Course, a lot more. Sign up at BoatUS.com or go to my website, BobsNoWakeZone.com, and click the banner. You can fill out the information right there. It's only $24 a year. And for an extra $46, making it a total of $72, you can get signed up for Towboat U.S. right here at Lake of the Ozarks. Or better yet, just call Captain Dave Anderson. As he's told you many times before, call him at 216-4701. 216-4701, and he'll take your sign-up or your renewal right over the telephone for Boat U.S. and Towboat U.S. Well, we've heard some very interesting stories from this lady. Rochelle Pennington is back with us on the Boat U.S. guest line this morning. Welcome back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Bob. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you so much for sharing your information and your stories with us over the last few weeks about the Chicago Christmas tree ship story, the story of the Ralph Simmons. And then, of course, we had the details about probably one of the most serious and well-researched sunken ships, the Edmund Fitzgerald. We had some great information from you there. And now it's time to go to another one. And this is quite a miracle, I think, from everything that I've been able to read that you sent me and some of our previous conversations. We're gonna work the listeners up to where Elephant Island comes in. But before we do that, Rochelle, tell us a little bit about your background and sort of how you got into this kind of research and speaking engagements that you do.
Sure. Specifically for the wreck of the Endurance, which is the great Sir Ernest Shackleton expedition to Antarctica back in 1914, I was drawn to that story because of the can-do spirit. I was drawn to the teaching aspect of that shipwreck. The story has been used over the last century to teach leadership. It's been used to teach determination. The story is valued at Harvard Business School. It's brought into corporations across America to teach men and women how to alter how an obstacle is viewed. So I was drawn to Shackleton's can-do spirit, and even though I love nautical stories, it was for an entirely different reason that I started researching that particular wreck.
So this was the first one, and then you consequently then went on and started doing research on some other ones. I know just recently, in fact, we had it on the show recently, that they finally came up with the reasons why the El Faro sank back in the hurricane back in, I think it was 2015. You know, but the research into this stuff is got to be tremendously exciting when you start finding things. And this story about the Endurance is really amazing. You know, I read through all this notes that you sent me and all that, and it's like, how could these guys have survived 100 degree below zero, chilling temperatures, being cold? What did they eat for as long as they were out there? I mean, these are all really interesting questions. And you talk about endurance, and you talk about perseverance and patience, I guess, waiting maybe to be rescued or to find a way out of the mess they were in. So let's just, I'm going to turn you loose, Rochelle, and just, you know, tell us the story of the Endurance. What happened?
Sure, sure. For those listeners who are not familiar with the name Sir Ernest Shackleton or not familiar with the ship, the Endurance, I'm able to share just a short version, a nutshell version of what happened. The goal of the crew back in 1914 was an on-foot crossing of the continent of Antarctica. By 1914, the North Pole had already been reached, as well as the South Pole. So this particular goal was the last great prize left in polar exploration. So Sir Ernest Shackleton chose his crew members, and the men were going to march across that continent end to end. It would have been nearly a 2,000-mile trek. Well, the crew left from England down the Thames River. The vessel was headed due south, but before the men on board the ship ever reached Antarctica, the ship became trapped in the rapidly freezing waters and ultimately was frozen into place. So the vessel was locked in the ice. As far as the men could see in every direction, there was whiteness. It extended unbroken all the way to the horizon. Once trapped, the men decided to wait inside the ship for spring to arrive. They believed then the waters would melt and the vessel would be able to move again. Well, spring was a long way off, and when spring finally did arrive, the ice did start to melt, but it broke into these huge chunks, and these chunks were lifted up and thrown at the ship. And the ice beat the ship into a pile of rubble. It was just crushed like an eggshell, and then it went under. It was swallowed into this icy grave. The men at this point in the story were 11,000 miles from home. They were alone at the end of the earth, and no one even knew where they were. No one was going to come and get them. A rescue was not possible, so the men needed to figure out how to rescue themselves. And this is where Shackleton's leadership really came into play. He was a man who believed in mind over matter. He was a man who believed in the power of positivity. This story is so loved 100 years later because it is a teaching tool. The story reminds us that what we find in our mind, we put there, and that we should always choose thoughts that will bring strength to us and not rob strength from us. So the men needed to figure out how to save themselves. Three small lifeboats were rescued from the vessel before it went under, and then these were hauled across the open ice as the men lived out on the ice for goodness, more than 6 months. The ship went under in September. It was frozen in place. The men wandered around on the open ice until finally in April of the following year, those three small boats were able to be launched. The men made it to Elephant Island. They were no safer there than they had been wandering around out on the ice. And then six of the 28 men needed to volunteer to get into one of those rowboats and try to reach the nearest human being according to the favorable winds and currents. And those humans were on a small island, South Georgia Island. There were several small whaling stations there. The men in that boat then traveled 17 days. They needed to travel almost 1,000 miles, over 800 miles. Well, miracle of miracles. Captain Bob, you used the word miracle, and I personally think it's an appropriate word. Miracle of miracles, they made it to that island. It's considered one of the greatest survival stories in the history of the world. And then Commander Shackleton needed to figure out how to get back to Elephant Island and rescue the 22 men who were counting on him to come. So it's an amazing story just about focus. You used the word patience, Captain Bob. One of Shackleton's diary entries read, waiting, waiting, waiting. Another read, patience, patience, patience. He was a forward-looking man. He was a man of vision. And his leadership has been made an example for others to follow, whether you are a nautical person or not. Shackleton knew how to go over hurdles, and no matter what hurdles we are personally facing, we may not be facing 100 degrees below zero. We may be facing a health hurdle, a relationship hurdle, a financial hurdle. Regardless, the same principles Sir Ernest Shackleton used to conquer his obstacles there at the bottom of the world where it was freezing are the same principles we too can use in our own lives. So even though this is a shipwreck story, it is a story about life.
My next question is, did they all survive? And Rochelle, I'm going to have to hold you over through the break, but we'll be right back with you and wrap up this story about the Endurance. Rochelle Pennington, our guest on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Saturday morning with you on News Talk KRMS, News Talk Sports and Entertainment. Break time. We'll be right back.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they're also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
The 399th Army Band out of Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. The Army goes rolling along. Getting us back into Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we're going to pick up our conversation shortly with Rochelle Pennington, and we're going to find out if the crew that Sir Ernest Shackleton left behind to go get help. Wonder if the crew survived. We're going to find that out as we bring Rochelle back on the program. And then before this segment is over with, we're going to be talking with Sarah O'Kelly. And she started a new website called skippersreview.com. Great place for boaters to meet, a new community online. And we'll be talking to Sarah in just a moment. There's also a new business around Lake of the Ozarks. It's called One Source Services. Now, if you came to the Overland Park Boat Show, you got a chance to meet them. The whole crew was there because they've got Hydrohoist boat lifts and PWC lifts, Wahoo Custom Docks Designs and Assembly, Rockworks for riprap and retaining walls. And they not only do that, but they've got a precast, they've got Rockworks, they've got, well, they've got it all. Riprap, I mentioned that. You can get it all by calling one phone number, 573-502-9350. It's 573-502-9350. That's One Source Services here at Lake of the Ozarks. And find out more information by clicking the link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. All right, let's get back on the Boat U.S. guest line with Rochelle Pennington. We're talking about the expedition called the Ship Endurance and what happened. Rochelle, welcome back to the program. The next question, of course, is did the crew survive?
They actually did, yes. Sir Ernest Shackleton, when he was on South Georgia Island, he not only had to cross that island, he had to cross a range of mountains, and the mountain range was nicknamed the Alps of the Southern Ocean, high peaks towering nearly 10,000 feet in height. Well, when he was crossing the mountain range, he kept each face of each one of the men waiting for him back on Elephant Island before him. He made it back to Elephant Island. It took him months. He landed on South Georgia Island in May of 1916, so our story stretches over a two-year period. The men did wait inside that ship for 9 long months. They did travel around on the ice for another nearly 7 months. Well, he tried to reach those waiting men a first time. He failed. A second time, he failed. A third time, he failed. Months passed. Finally, on August 30th of 1916, he left Elephant Island in April. Well, on August 30th, he made it back. It was called the Day of Wonders, the Miracle Day, and every one of the men were yet alive. The men were starving. The men were down to 3 days of food. It indeed was a day of wonders. Every man survived.
Rochelle Pennington is our guest, and Rochelle, we sure appreciate all the stories you've told us over the last few weeks. Let's give people your contact information if they'd like to learn more, maybe hire you to come out and speak, or buy one of your books.
Great. Thank you, Captain Bob. My website is RochellePenningtonBooks.com. My first name is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, last name Pennington, P as in Paul, E-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N, and then the word books, it's plural. Thank you, Captain Bob.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much, Rochelle. We do appreciate the stories, and this will live on for a long, long time, and we hope many, many people get a chance to hear your stories. Thank you so much again, Rochelle. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you.
The Kansas City tradition is back. The Progressive Insurance Kansas City Boat and Sports Show returns to Bartle Hall January 18th through 21st. Shop hundreds of boats from more than 30 dealers, all under one roof. It's Kansas City's biggest boating and outdoor sale. Save on pontoons, fishing boats, cruisers, wakeboard boats, and the latest in outdoor gear. Book fishing and hunting trips, too. If you love the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop, compare, and save. Buy tickets now at kcsportsshow.com. Sponsored by KC Chevrolet Dealers and Cabela's.
All right, the producer's got Sarah O'Kelly on the line number 2, Boat U.S. guest line. Hey, good morning, Sarah. This is Captain Bob calling you, and, well, first thing, I guess, welcome to the program. It's nice to have you on the show to talk about the Skipper's Review.
Good morning, Captain Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
You know, we have a couple of things in common. One is we're boaters, but the other one is we're both your blog, I guess you could say, and our radio program is both sharing the success with BoatRadio.net. How'd you get connected up with Mike?
That has been actually an amazing experience for me. I got connected with Mike through Twitter. believe it or not. Oh. We started chatting on Twitter. I put up a thing about a submarine that was, actually, I didn't know what it was. I saw, like, the camera part of the submarine coming out through the ocean, and I filmed it. And so he got in touch with me and said, that's really weird. What's that? And then we started chatting. He was just starting at the time and looking for stories from all over the world, basically. And I had done some acting, so I was like, well, you know what? That could be pretty fun. I started interviewing people, and I really started to like it. It's certainly helped Skippers a lot. It's getting the word out, because Mike, of course, is getting boat radio all over the world. Pretty amazing experience.
It really has been from my side as well. It was just great. I got an email from him one day saying, "Hey, I like your program. Would you mind if I rerun it on my new website?" And I was like, "Well, okay, knock yourself out, man." You know, and it worked pretty well. So it's turned out to be really great for both of us. Now, the Skipper's Review. You know what this is a website where you can join and then share information about, you know, sources to find things for boats, find good people to work on boats, and so on and so forth, and maybe even to report some bad experiences. So how did this idea of the skippersreview.com come about, Sarah?
Well, I have to put all the blame on my teenage son. I have always loved the ocean, and my son has also learned to be attracted towards it, and we finally decided to get him his own little boat. Of course, nothing was working, and I was trying to find reliable people, and I was like, there is nowhere that, it's like, you know, finding a mechanic for your car. You don't really know unless it's word of mouth, unless somebody tells you this guy is great and won't rip you off. So I didn't know where to turn, and that's when I figured out, you know what, there needs to be a place for this. So that's basically what it is. It's companies from mechanics to, you know, air conditioning installs to anything to do with boating, and then it gives people the ability to put a review up of how they found their service.
Wow, that's really good. Let me ask you this. So as a boater, I want to mm-hmm. join and get involved in this thing. So how do I do that? Is there a membership fee, or how does that whole structure work?
No, crazily enough, it's free. you just go on, and if you want to leave a review, you do have to join. So I know the reviews are legit. But you can actually just go on and look at the various businesses and all for free. And I've actually just added a forum I've called Friend Zone, I don't know why I just did. And so there's a Friend Zone, there's a weather for your area, you can put in your area, find the weather. And I'm also going to be adding a store. So I think really the thinking behind the whole thing was, I want to make it a community. In a way, it's kind of like a marina online. You know, you can find businesses, you can chat to your fishing buddies, you can find stuff to buy, and find out what the weather is. That's the way I'm putting it. It's a marina online.
That's interesting. You know, there's a lot of different groups, like on Facebook, and those where, you know, it might be Carver owners or Sea Ray owners community, where Sea Ray owners kind of gather and talk about problems and, you know, gee, I got this issue. Who's had this before? And it's very helpful to read what some of the responses are, but then it's also kind of cool to be able to participate in that conversation. So that's kind of what you've got going on here. Now, for the moment, I guess you're pretty much located in Florida and kind of up the East Coast a little bit. What's your kind of geography now?
Yeah, I mean, it has the capabilities of going worldwide, but right now, starting with the, you know, in any business, I think you have to find your niche and start off small and then just grow. So my marketing and focus right now, yes, is in South Florida, but, you know, it can be used by anybody, but people are finding out about it more in South Florida because I'm getting the word out.
So let's just say that somebody listening to the program here at Lake the Ozarks in Missouri or Table Rock or somewhere.
Please get on there.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So
as
they join in and offer up information or suggestions and join, then someone else might be able to tag in and say, oh, hey, by the way, I just bought a such and such, and who's a good person to get, you know, a bottom job done, that kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
SkippersReview.com is the website. Well, you can pick up Skipper's Review on boatradio.net as well, or get on the website, SkippersReview.com, or those other sources that Sarah O'Kelly has told us about. Sarah, great talking to you. Thank you so much. Continued
success. Nice talking to you, too.
And we'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks again. Appreciate it, Sarah. Hey, and we're going to take a break, catch up on a little business here from the radio station, and we'll be right back as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on this Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS.
When you're ready to escape, but your boat's not ship-shape, that's okay. Skipper's Review will get you on your way. Marinas, mechanics, satellites, and crew. SkippersReview.com will find it for you. Friends will tell you which ones to use in just a few words with their glowing reviews. SkippersReview.com, where boaters know best and businesses pass the test.
Missed the boat show? Bob was there, so here's Bob's Boat Show Afterglow on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Well, the Overland Park Convention Center was full of boats and accessories, and the people came out. But you may have missed it, so we're going to cover some of the interviews we presented on 93.5 Rocks just last week. So stand by for some Boat Show Afterglow. You know, if you're a company or your sports team, you know, bowling league, whatever, might need some screen printing for some shirts or maybe some embroidery work on your uniforms or your company gear, why not give the folks at Printed Inklings a call? That is Kelsey Jackson. Screen Printing and More, formerly Show Me Shirts and Midwest Screen Printing. She's the new owner, Kelsey, and they've moved as well. They're still in Camdenton, right there on Highway 54, but now right across from McDonald's on Grant Street. You can also just give her a call at 692-5217. Find them on Facebook, and I understand that the website for Printed Inklings is soon to be launched, so we'll let you know as soon as we know. Again, for screen printing and embroidery work, get a hold of Kelsey Jackson at Printed Inklings, 692-5217. You'll find them there in Camdenton on Highway 54 across from McDonald's. All right, first up in our Boat Show Afterglow from One Source Services, we first will hear from Alex McDonald. She's kind of the hub of the wheel for the whole place. And then we're going to get a chance to talk to co-owner Smiley Rich.
You know, it's so frustrating as a lakefront property owner to have to call this company to get that done and another company to get that done and another company. Oh, I got to have some. Who do I call about that? One Source Services. Just call them. Alex McDonald is here with us at the Boat Show, and congratulations on getting this whole new thing put together.
Oh, thank you. It's a bunch of bringing everything in here, but we want everyone to see that we do everything for them so they can come and enjoy their lake home and not have to worry about anything.
Everything as in?
We do docks, boat lifts, riprap, precast, construction of new houses, remodels, just about everything you need so you can enjoy your lake home. Let us worry about everything else.
Well, you've acquired the Hydro Hoist Boat Lift franchise for the lake area, and that's exciting to begin with. But then tell us about Wahoo Docks.
Wahoo Docks is an aluminum dock structure that we're bringing to the lake. They can withstand Category 5 winds. We're building them customized to this lake. It's a great product overall. We can customize them just like any other dock down here to what you need, fit your needs, fit your sizes and everything. They're a great overall dock. They're worldwide.
Riprap and seawalls, too?
Riprap, seawalls, retaining walls, precast blocks, the hydro hoist boat lifts, about anything and everything you need. We have a little bit of information here about it.
OneSourceServices.net is the website. What about a phone number where they can get a hold of you?
573-502-9350.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Smiley, my first question to you is, where'd you get the nickname? Is that your nickname or is that
it
your
is
name?
A nickname.
Okay.
I got a nickname from my father as a baby. I guess I smiled all the time. It must have been before I went to work. But my real name is Tommy Rich, and I was nicknamed Smiley at a young age, and it stuck with me.
Well, it fits you very well. You and Marty have put together a great new company, and it's like somebody should have thought of this a long time ago, but you guys have done something that makes a lot of sense, and that is putting everything somebody that owns a lake home together in one place. So kind of tell me where this idea came from.
Yeah, Marty and I have been friends for a long time. Marty went down to do some work for my boss down at the lake, and kind of one thing led to another, and we thought, well, It'll be a great place for someone to start a business that we could do everything soup to nuts for anyone that lives at the lake. So in other words, we could build a house, we could remodel a house, we can build a dock, we can do rock work, we can do retaining walls. Just about anything that you could possibly imagine at the lake, we can do in-house.
And you can also put in one of those great hydro-hoist boat lifts.
You got it. Absolutely. I just put a brand new one in my dock.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations on the new idea and the new company. And the website looks really good. OneSourceServices.net looks good. Alex is doing a great job. She's real fine.
Alex does a fantastic job. We're incredibly proud of Alex. We have a bunch of great employees. We're blessed with a great crew.
Let's talk a little bit about a product called spider netting. And with us is Todd Gregg. Todd, tell me about this product. How was this kind of discovered by you?
I was down in Texas fishing at Lake Texoma, and my cousins have a boat dock down there, a marina, and that was on one of their docks, and I didn't think it worked, and they had to prove it to me, and it actually really does work.
So just tell me, describe what the product looks like and then how it's installed on someone's dock to keep spiders and spider webs.
And birds and just different things from even like your purlings will hold dust, rust particles, things like that. But anything to keep from falling stuff on your boat. It's just a polypropylene netting. It's a heavy gauge. It's woven. It's hung on 3/16 airline cable around the outside of the post with carabiners to the inside, and it just keeps everything from dropping down on your boat, whether it's birds, spiders, or just rust and dirt from the pylon, from the purlings.
Man, who wouldn't want to keep their boat clean? I mean, that's part of the problem coming down the lake. You have to spend so many hours cleaning.
Well, that's just it. You come down, you can rinse the boat off, dry it, and you're ready to go. It protects your cover when you're not down using it. It'll actually protect your cover because your cover gets the same stuff on it, gets holes in it, and it'll prolong the life of your cover also.
All right, so if somebody doesn't make the show, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me through lakespidernetting.com. I'm also on Facebook as Lake Spider Netting, and that'll have all the numbers and everything on that. My personal number is 573-434-4887, and you can get a hold of me at any time with that number.
At the Overland Park Boat Show, we're always looking for new and exciting products to make boating that more fun and enjoyable. And with us, we have Ed
Ruchinski.
Nice to meet you, Ed. It's good to see you again.
Hi,
the product is called Bobo Ladders. Now, Bobo stands for?
Better Onboard Options.
And by onboard, we mean getting out of the lake back into your boat. And for some people with swim platforms and ladders, it's very difficult. But this product is making it very easy.
Right. It's actually helpful to get into the water without jumping in. For example, you can go down the steps one by one, holding onto these slip-in handles. And also for getting out of the water, it helps you to have something to grab onto. As we know, most boats reaching up onto a swim platform, there's nothing to hold onto. And what these handles do, these slip-in handles, they'll go into an existing boat swim ladder and give you that extra leverage and something to hold on to get out of the water or into the water more graciously.
Now, are these available for people with different sizes of swim platforms, under the, you know, the ones that come out of the swim platform, some that come underneath?
It's really based on the size of the ladder. And on all the boats that we'll find at the Lake of the Ozarks, there'll be two common ladder tube sizes, 1 1/4 inch width and 1.5 inch width.
No more difficulty getting out of the water or getting into the water from your boat. Tell people about the website where they can see more information about this.
BoboLadders.com. So it's www.BoboLadders.com. BoboLadders.com.
Okay.
It's on Facebook, website. Yeah.
All right, and it's a Missouri-made product as well, so we appreciate that.
Right. We are really part of Orscheln Products. Bob Orscheln was the original idea for this. Yeah, so we're a Missouri company. Yeah.
All right. And we're here today with Dan Suhaki from a new company called Voyage Marine and Storage. And congratulations on the new business.
Thank you very much. We started the business because my original business of PDQ Marine Services needed a new home for their service facility. Couldn't find a new home, so my wife and I specifically went out and just built one for them. As soon as we opened the doors, it's like the floodgates of opportunity have opened up for us. The biggest opportunity that we've got right now is the return of PowerQuest performance boats. That was a tap on the shoulder, completely out of the blue, at the shootout last year. I was approached because I own one for now 17 years, and a couple of other things that are going on. ATCO Engines and Dynos, the guy who provides engines for Second Amendment Racing, we are now the authorized dealer for that as well at the lake.
And you're also going to be doing audio work, aren't you, as well, on boats?
I am doing some audio work. I've been doing audio work on and off for a number of years. Want to be able to give somebody an option to have something a little bit more affordable, but with very high-end equipment.
Boys Marine, come see them and learn more about the PowerQuest boats coming back to Lake of the Ozarks through the exclusive dealer for the boat line. And if somebody can't get a hold of you here at the show, how do they get a hold of you afterwards?
Right now, just give us a call at our phone number. It's 573-365-5900.
Well, thank you all very much. In reverse order there, that was Dan Suhaki with Voyage Marine. Also back there, Ed Jasinski with the Bobo Ladders. Then we talked with Todd Gregg from Lake Spider Netting, and then Smiley Rich and Alex McDonald from One Source Services.
The National Safe Boating Council reminds boaters to get connected and always use the engine cutoff device. Last year, 24 people died in propeller-related accidents and more than 170 others were injured. Many of these accidents could have been prevented with the use of the engine cutoff device, a proven safety feature used to stop the boat's engine. This message is brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at getconnectedboating.org.
Jumpstart the new year by getting your business in front of hundreds of potential customers at the 2018 Home Business and Lake Living Expo, February 23rd and 4th at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. In just one weekend, you can increase your customer base and showcase your products and services while networking with fellow businesses. Reserve your space today. Booth space still available, but act quickly. To get your business registered, contact the Camdenton Chamber of Commerce at 346-2227. Or for an application and floor plan, go to camdentonchamber.com.
Well, thanks again to all of our guests today on the program, all the Boat Show Afterglow folks. Sarah O'Kelly with Skipper's Review and Rochelle Pennington with the Endurance Story. Wow. And Becca Doyle back there about the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. We'll see you there next week. Until then, bobsnowakezone.com, the website, and we'll talk to you next week right here on News Talk, KRMS, Osage Beach.